Well, how is everybody this morning?
Good.
Everybody good? I'm kind of sad and depressed. Christmas is over. This is all that's left. Empty bag, some tissue paper, few little bows, some tape. That's it. It's done. Over and done for another year. What do you think? Pretty sad, huh? Yeah. So did you guys get anything for Christmas? Santa Claus bring you anything? Yeah. But it's done now, huh? Nothing to look forward to. Nobody walking by and saying, Merry Christmas. No smiles, no good deeds, no everybody being nice to each other, no peace on earth, goodwill toward men. It's just done. Well, maybe it doesn't have to be. What do you think? Let's see. Let's see what the Bible says about Christmas being done. Nothing in there, Katie, swear. You can keep looking, but there's nothing down there. Let's hear our Bible reading. Here, help me read this, Katie. Here's our Bible reading. It comes to us from John, the first chapter. Starting at verse 10, it says, "The Word was in the world, and though God made the world through him, yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own country, but his own people did not receive him. Some, however, did receive him and believed in him. So he gave them the right to become God's children. They did not become God's children by natural means, that is, by being born as the children of a human father. God himself was their father. The Word became a human being and full of grace and truth, lived among us, and we saw his glory, the glory which he received as the Father's only Son." So you know what this tells me? Hey. You know what this tells me? It tells me that Christmas doesn't have to be over for any of us. It can last all year long because only those that didn't receive Jesus is Christmas really over. If we receive Jesus and he lives in us, Christmas lasts all year. So for us, for all of us, I wish you another Merry Christmas. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you loved us so much that you sent your only Son, so that through him we can also be children of God and have Christmas and Jesus in our hearts all year. Amen. Let's go.